Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
Hey guys, this is an episode of our Trivia Gauntlet series that you may have already seen on YouTube a couple weeks back, but if you haven't, then we wanted to make sure that you all got the chance to enjoy it on audio as well.
Dude, I got bent over and spanked.
All right, this is Nerd Sesh, the Trivia Gauntlet, Carson Breber, Logan Camden. If you're new to the program, rules of engagement are pretty simple. It'll be 5 questions on the NBA, 5 questions on the NFL, 5 questions on something yet to be determined. I know it, they don't. And after those questions are done, we'll find out which of these two guys is the smarter one. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Very, very good, Peyton. Just wonderful.
I'm fantastic, Peyton. How about Carson, you?
Carson got me questioning a little bit about whether or not he is actually doing well. I'm glad to be here with you.
I'm just very chill, so my emotions can be difficult to perceive, but I'm doing great.
Okay, I guess with that, there's nothing else to do but get into it with a jump ball. This will be a question about the NBA and NFL together, basketball and football, worth 1 point. I think both of these guys either have a question or they're ready to go.
They're ready to jump?
Okay.
Getting ready for the jump.
Name 3 players that played both basketball and football in college and played in the NBA or NFL.
Tony Gonzalez.
Charlie Ward.
Okay, I think Logan got that first, which gives him the opportunity to do 2 more.
Antonio Gates, Jimmy Graham, tight end. Bang. CD, baby. Let's go.
Who was the first guy you said?
Who did I say?
I said
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. You just one of the tight ends. Cal Bears legend. What about Heisman winner turned New York Knick Charlie Ward, though? Shout out.
What a crazy career arc, man.
Yeah, he's seriously a wild guy. You guys should listen to him talk at some point in time. Highly recommend. Oh, okay. We'll start with the NFL, though. Round 1, in the 2017, and by the way, this is all about Patrick Mahomes, the guy behind me, the Super Bowl MVP, so stuff that's connected to Patrick Mahomes. This first question, in this 2017 68-55 thriller in Tempe, Patrick Mahomes' Texas Tech Red Raiders were famously defeated by Arizona State on the back of a record-breaking performance by this Sun Devil.
Ooh, Jalen Strong?
It's a good guess, but no.
I think it's too late for Jalen Strong. Mm-hmm. Well, I have another guess. I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
It's a skill position guy.
Yes.
Yeesh. I think I know it. Was it the quarterback at the time, Peyton? Oh, never mind. I was going to say Manny.
I'm trying to think about Wilkins. I don't know. Nikhil Harry.
Manny Wilkins. It was not Nikhil Harry. He was on that team. Manny Wilkins, obviously not the answer because it's a skill position player. So open for everybody here.
Well, that's too
Eno
early.
Benjamin.
That's what I was about to say, but I think it's too early for him, too.
This player had 8 total touchdowns in this game.
Oh my gosh.
8.
Wait, and it's not Eno? Because didn't Eno not have Eno. Like an 8 touchdown game?
It's
the Dolphins running back, Kalen Ballage. Mm-hmm.
It's Kalen Ballage. 7 carries in this game, or 7 rushing touchdowns in this game on only 13 carries, guys.
Unreal. Unreal. Take that, Cliff.
That's what it takes to beat Patrick Mahomes, apparently. Okay, question number 2. Which player has accounted for the most career interceptions of Patrick Mahomes?
Well, Kadarius Tony. Kidding.
Accurate.
Damn. You got to think within the division. Is it Pat Surtain?
Not Pat Surtain. I was going to guess
a Broncos corner.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Chris Harris Jr.
Book. Not is Chris Harris.
Justin Simmons?
It is Justin Simmons.
Oh,
he's
I
got
knew
five.
That. I knew that, bro. Justin Simmons had an interview about that exact mm-hmm. stat earlier this year.
So he's picked him off five times. Nobody else, I believe, has picked him off more than twice, which
That's
is pretty crazy.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Question number three. Patrick Mahomes, in his first career NFL start in 2018, who was the leading receiver? 2 points if you can name the running back that was the leading rusher in this game as well.
Shady McCoy.
Receiver.
Not Shady McCoy.
It wasn't Kareem as the rusher?
Not Kareem. And keep in mind, the main point of this question is the receiver first. Yeah. So I won't count either of those two guesses.
Okay. Well, it's not Tyreek.
Sammy Watkins.
Not Sammy Watkins. Keep in mind, Patrick was not the full-time starter at this point. This was his rookie year.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'm just thinking of Dwayne Bowe, who would have been well out of the league by this point.
Chris Conley.
I love that for you. Not Chris
Ooh,
Conley.
You know, at least he was there. Chris Conley, special teams hero of the Super Bowl now. My God.
Truly.
Alex Smith's last year as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not DeMarcus Robinson. He wasn't
there. Not DeMarcus Robinson. No, that's not a bad guess at all.
Just thinking about the dudes who've been there.
In this game against the Broncos, Patrick Mahomes led a game-winning drive. No touchdowns in the contest, though. This player had 10 catches for 147 yards.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We found Logan's Achilles heel the last 8 years of NFL.
I like how you say found. That's kind of been my Achilles heel. And not just True. The last 8 years of the NFL, probably about the last decade period, you know?
Fair. In other words, the time that you've been most sentient.
Mm.
But it takes time for those memories to log.
I gotta marinate for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I'm kind of coming up blank here.
Yeah.
This
is a
receiver.
A tight end,
it's a wide receiver.
It's a wide
it's a receiver.
Has he played anywhere else since?
Yes. I do not believe he's with a team currently. If it's gonna help, I believe he went to the Dolphins immediately after this.
Oh, is it Albert Wilson?
It is Albert Wilson.
Good pull, dude.
10 catches, 147 yards. Do you want to try for the rusher?
Yeah, I do. Logan, let's make this a tag team effort. Why not? Rusher at this time? How long was this guy a Chief?
Long time. Fan favorite.
Fan favorite. Well, certainly not Jamaal Charles.
I believe Kareem Hunt had one carry in this game for like 35 yards and a touchdown, and then was like, I'm good.
Huh. Fascinating.
Long time Chief.
And again, this was a reservist game. This game didn't matter.
Right. It's not Charcandrick West, is it?
Not Charcandrick West. It wasn't a running back that did this. Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. Who is it?
I just wanted to get some love from my boy Anthony Sherman, the sausage. Who had
wow! Great fullback. Great fullback.
They just didn't have anybody else, so they let him go, and yeah, had 42
that's
yards
awesome.
In this game.
That is awesome. All right. Shout out.
So that's a get for Carson. He's kind of tearing this category up mm-hmm. to start. On to question number four. The Chiefs have selected 3 QBs in the first round in the Super Bowl era. One of them is Patrick Mahomes. Can you name the other two?
Todd Blackledge.
That is correct. That's one of them.
Ballpark me this, Peyton. Is it pre or post Todd Blackledge?
It is pre Todd Blackledge by 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. This is diabolical.
So they moved on pretty quick.
We're going 70s and back, baby.
This is 1978 or 1979. I mean, this is 79. Man.
I believe this player played at Clemson.
Yeah, fat chance. I'm not.
No, we're just throwing in the towel.
Steve DeBerg. Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg.
Guess.
Great guess. I'd never heard of this guy.
Ah, can we get some details on his career?
Let me look up the Football Reference
real quick. In all the questions that I've asked Logan, I've had to be exposed to some pretty weird pro football reference pages. So if I get a little more, maybe.
All right.
But this feels like it might be a miss for the boys.
This guy
Blackledge was a good pull, though.
For two teams.
Okay.
7,000 career passing yards.
Okay.
touchdowns to 41 interceptions.
It's like two seasons as a starter.
They drafted another first-round quarterback 4 years later, so.
Yeah.
He's from Enid, Oklahoma.
Where's the other spot he played?
I believe he was a Patriot is what it looks like.
And it's not the boy, like, I mean, it's not going to be Tony Eason.
No, not Tony Eason.
No.
I know some of the Pats
in
that era, but.
Probably time to toss this one in. Steve Fuller in 1979.
Ooh.
So didn't know. We can say with confidence Patrick Mahomes is the first good quarterback the Chiefs have drafted in the first round. And of all OG murder teams, only the Cowboys and Rams have fewer first-round quarterback picks, which I thought was kind of interesting. All right, guys. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, you're on this question number five, are the two players Patrick Mahomes has completed the most passes to in his career. Who is the third of those players?
Ooh, I'm stuck Mecole between
Hardman.
Two. He
Not
was
Mecole
one
Hardman.
Of the two. I'm going to say, then, that it's DeMarcus Robinson.
Bang. Wow.
Bingo!
I thought that was going to take a little bit longer. It's
209. Those are the two.
Dude,
those
I got bent over. And
not Sammy Watkins.
Oh, man.
Not Sammy Watkins.
Sammy wasn't healthy enough, and he was only there for 2 years, or was it three? Either way, he played at most two years
worth
of games.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
I mean, that's my superhero. That's my GOAT. That's my hero. That's my
DeMarcus
king. I used to go around telling everybody, no, Sammy Watkins, Buffalo Bills legend Sammy Watkins, 2014 and 2015. He was the best receiver that I had seen play in my rotten little life for the Bills. Shout out Stevie J. Johnson, but he was awesome. Just not as awesome with the Chiefs. Had the Super Bowl, though. Had the Super Bowl.
That's true. That's true. Richard Sherman will never forget, and you can tell by some of his takes sometimes. Okay, so that's 4-1 after the NFL round. Carson cleaning up there. So the Super Nerd round is crucial for you, Logan. The question is the top five leaders in playoff receiving yards without a Super Bowl ring. Go.
This is by total, not per game.
Total yards.
Without a ring. So guys who got there a lot. This is a weird thought. The first guys that I think of is like Jordy Nelson or like Davante Adams or like a Packer that played with
the
Dodgers.
One guess?
No
guess?
I'm talking myself through here. Well, number one has to be Andre Reed, right?
Andre Reed, number one on this list.
Okay. Dynasties, I gotta wonder. The Vikings get there four times. Teams that were consistently in the... Oh, what about Randy Moss?
Randy Moss is there.
Number four.
Mark Duper.
Not Mark Duper.
And Mark...
Keep in mind, are we still doing the three strikes per Super Nerd question?
Mm-hmm. So that's strike one already.
So we want to be tactful. We want to be selective.
And you've got two of the five.
We know that Marino's ass wasn't making it late in the playoffs anyways.
Wes Welker.
Not Wes Welker.
What?
Wes Welker is a great guest, dude. I actually kind of can't believe that he's not here, but he is the fourth guy off.
Some of these guys, I don't know if you consider elite career playoff performers, but had elite individual runs in the postseason.
Well, no, that's what's so tough about questions like these is it goes against conventional logic. It's not going to be it's just going to be guys that got there. I mean, when you say a great playoff run, I think of Larry Fitzgerald, but I believe Larry was like tied 40 something in career playoff receiving yards. Like, I don't think he's going to be here. I thought about Anquan Boldin. He has a ring actually with the Ravens, so he's not even qualified for this. Damn, man. Are there any throwbacks from like the 70s or 80s here?
No.
No.
What's the most recent guy we got? 90s?
No, everybody is remaining is 21st century.
They
everybody
weren't left. Spinning the pill like that, Logan.
No shit.
They were not.
You just have so many except more dynasties because there's less teams in the playoff field back then, is my logic. Okay. Mm. Oh, I'm going to say...
My throat clearing did nothing. I mean, I was trying to give an assist.
Is Larry or Anquan? I don't know if you want me to guess one of those guys. I'll guess Larry.
Larry.
Larry's correct.
Well, Anquan has a ring, so he's disqualified, but Larry is here.
So we got two more guys, both post 21st century. I'm going to do it. Is Jordy Nelson here?
It is not Jordy Nelson, no.
That's devastating.
I mean, Devontae was a good thought. He's seventh. Jordy is nowhere to be found. I think here's what I'll say. Let's give Logan a fourth strike because I think that you can clean up here. You got two left. Both of them, I mean, prolific 21st century receivers who obviously don't have a ring. One of them played in the Super Bowl. Actually, both of them played in the Super Bowl.
All right. I mean, that should be more than enough. I mean, one I think Julio, too. I'll guess Julio.
Okay.
Is he here?
Yeah, Julio is correct. You got
clutch.
That's clutch. That's what's so weird about the no ring caveat is, I mean, Larry and Julio have two of the greatest runs ever. I just got scared off from the trivia video that me and Carson did with career postseason receiving yards. So one more guy did play in a Super Bowl.
I think you can get this without the fourth strike here. Carson, can I tell him what state the Super Bowl was played in?
Sure.
It was played in the state of California.
Okay.
I did not know that.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to ignore that. That doesn't really help me at all. But thank you. Thank you for the kind offering. Okay.
I got this team is not known for getting two Super Bowls that he played for.
Mm.
I think Logan will get it. I can see it in his eye.
Played for a Pac-12 school in college?
True.
I don't think they were Pac-12 at the time.
Also true.
I'm trying really hard here, buddy.
Yeah. It's not a... I got nothing coming to me, guys.
You still got two strikes.
I'm going to guess Steve Smith.
Bang. He didn't need the fourth strike.
All right, Steve
Bingo.
Smith. Let's go.
My bad. I was saying the fourth strike because I thought you already had three. Nice done, Logan. Clutch.
I needed that, man. And I got to clean up in the NBA section, too. I got a lot of ground to make up.
Pretty even as we head on into the next round. NBA is up.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Next. Hoops time, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, 6-4 Logan with a slim advantage over Carson. Carson threw a lot of punches in that NFL round, so this will be interesting. Question number one. James Harden has the most made field goals, three-point field goals, by a left-handed player in NBA history. Who is second all-time?
Manu Ginobili.
No, Manu is fourth.
Gotta be Mike Conley.
It is Mike Conley.
Mike Conley! Go.
How dare you? How dare you take that tone?
As what Nick does, Van Exel. Bro.
He did what?
Wow. Nick the Quick.
I'm gonna let Logan sit in that for a second. You good, buddy?
Dude, every question matters, man. I gotta build a lead here.
That's a lefty question, too. Those are your people. Those
I know,
are your
that's
brothers.
What I'm so mad about. I'm left-handed, man. I gotta get that. I gotta rep.
It's always one of your own.
Can we get a shout-out to Michael Redd?
Shout-out to Zach Randolph.
Not really yanging him from me. All
right, guys, we ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm ready. Process.
Okay. Logan, you good?
Yeah.
All right, 6-5 as we ask this question. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is having the best non-KD or Russ scoring season in Thunder franchise history, scoring 31.4 points per game. Who is responsible for the next best season?
Paul George.
Not Paul George, and I was about to say including the Sonics, but you jumped the gun, excluding the three players I've already mentioned. So, Paul George would be if it were just the Thunder.
The answer here, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to quickly talk through the options in my head.
Carson, go ahead and
Tom
guess
Chambers
Xavier
averaged
McDaniel.
27 a game 1 year. Can we get a shout-out to him? Dale Ellis averaged 27 a game 1 year. Can we get a shout-out to him? I mean, the Sonics had some buckets, but I'm pretty sure the answer is Spencer Haywood.
That is the answer, 29.2 points per game in 1972.
Give me that.
6-6.
Logan, bro.
Distraught.
Logan is in agony.
Who's having a harder time this week, Kyle Shanahan or Logan Camden?
Probably the guy who lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably. That's fair. Question number three. Who is the career NBA blocks per game leader from our alma mater, Arizona State University, baby?
Ooh. That's a really interesting question. Alton Lister?
Alton Lister is
that was
correct.
That was going to be my guess.
Blocks per game.
He's like the only decent big, really, bro. I was thinking about Jeff Pendergraf. I was thinking about Ike Diogu.
I was trying to bait somebody into saying Ike Diogu. That was my main goal with this whole podcast today.
Stayed calm. Stayed calm.
In the face of pressure, Carson does not miss. Question number four. There is one team in NBA history to ever feature three players that average two steals per game. Can you tell me who those three players are?
Okay, I have one guess here. I'm going to say, well, I don't know the exact year, but the early 80s Lakers with Norm Nixon, Magic Johnson, and Michael Cooper.
Incorrect. Not a bad guess
they
at all.
Probably got close.
Incorrect.
Probably got close.
I'm going to go with a team from that same era. I'm going to say the 80s Celtics, and I'm going to say Dennis Johnson, Larry Bird, and Danny Ainge.
Incorrect. Open field now. This team played in the 90s, late 90s.
Okay.
Oh, give me the Bulls. Give me Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Ron Harper.
I thought about them, but it's tough. Pace is so slow in that era that racking up stats is tough. All right, I mean, I have a thought here because there's two Steals Kings. I'm thinking about the Sonics with Gary Payton, Nate McMillan. I can't think of a good guy who would be third. I guess I'll say Hersey Hawkins.
What about the, I don't know, the Spurs of that era? Like Bruce Bowen? Damn, no, that's not even the right era.
He said 90s.
That's not even the right era, yeah.
It's 98, 99, if that helps you narrow it down at all.
All right, this is a wild guess. No, that can't be right. I was going to throw out, no, that's not worth doing. Just that specific season is when Clyde, Akeem, and Chuck team up. So I was going to throw that out because Akeem was a steals machine, and Chuck had good hands, and Clyde had good hands.
One of these players is, I'd say, a pretty marquee name. It's not a guy I think of for defense, though.
Is it Allen Iverson?
He may be cooking.
Larry Hughes and, like, I don't know, Hersey Hawkins? I don't know who the other two would have been.
You got one of the three.
AI, I'm going to say Eric Snow.
Go on.
And
McKee? Is it McKee?
The third guy. Ooh, I mean, shout out to McKee. He was clamping up at that time. So we're looking at the 98-99 season. It's not Stack, Jerry Stackhouse.
I wish I could say Jerry Stackhouse's name
right
now, but I cannot.
That's a bummer.
So you got two of the three now. If anybody can get the third, they'll get this point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Dana Barros?
Nope.
It's too late for him.
No, because Dana wore number three, too. Yeah, he's not even on the roster.
Now, I will say I don't believe this player played a complete season this year.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Is it the boy Theo
Radcliffe? It is not the boy Theo Radcliffe.
Shout out. Shout out.
Friend of the program.
Shop Locker. Really a friend of the program. We got to get that guy on. I'm thinking about 96ers. I'm thinking about known bad guy Jason Williams. Bad guy, but he's not the answer.
No, that's Allen Iverson.
Nice, dude. Thanks. You're quick, man.
Thanks.
98 and 99. We're 2 years out from the title run.
You know, I'm just thinking about that big,
the
ugly white guy.
The fact that Peyton said that made me wonder if it's like a guy who is somewhat notable but not memorable with the 99 Sixers. No, that's not.
I had never heard of this guy for what that's
You never
worth.
Heard of this guy.
Yeah, no.
And he didn't play a full season. And it's not Clarence Weatherspoon. I don't think that he was still there.
No.
McAuliffe. I don't know. Is that the guy's name?
Chris McCullough?
Is that the guy?
No. Todd Chris McCullough.
Todd McCullough.
Todd McCullough. Chris McCullough was
the Nets guy. I remember him.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Second rounder.
Peyton, what position did this guy play?
Not a single clue.
Positionless. He was ahead of his time. Positionless basketball player. I mean, there is no chance that I do not know the name. Because I know a lot of names. But let's get the position, and then
he was 6'8", so I would classify him as a wing. He was the 12th overall pick in the 1993 NBA draft out of North Carolina. Played for the Lakers, Grizzlies, Sixers, Hornets in Charlotte and New Orleans. First team All-ACC in 1993, was part of a national title team that year.
Shout out. Unfortunately, I don't think I know that UNC team well enough, so I'm going to focus on the NBA stuff.
Ceballos?
Nope.
No, Ceballos played for the Suns. What year did he retire, Peyton?
It's not... No, he doesn't fit the... Wait. Yes, it is. George Lynch.
It is George Lynch.
That's a great hint, that Lakers hint, because he played with the Lakers from like 94 to 96. He was still there on the 01 title team. Bingo.
It is
Shout
crazy
out, national
me.
Champ. I didn't know that.
This guy was in the NBA for 12 years and averaged 4 points per game. That's
my guy.
Kind of nuts. There for the defense.
Yeah, dude,
I
just used him on a hoop grid like last week, I want to say.
You're a different breed. You're not.
Shout out.
Number five.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Which player coached by John Calipari is responsible for the most blocks per game in an NBA season?
Anthony Davis.
It's not Anthony Davis.
If only it were that simple.
Is it UMass? Is it a guy he coached at UMass?
Oh my God, it's Marcus Camby.
You just opened the door and rolled out the red carpet for Carson.
That was a great assist. That was a very generous assist. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I was like, it's not a Kentucky. I was like, if it's not a Kentucky guy, it's got to be a freaking UMass. And if it's not AD, it's...
Depoy.
Yeah, man.
It is Marcus Camby.
Depoy Marcus Camby.
3.7 blocks per game in 97-98 for the Raptors. And I believe that is a clean sweep of the NBA category. For one, Mr. Carson Brever, extending the lead heading into the Super Nerd round. The question posed by one Logan Camden is this. We just passed the NBA trade deadline. What are the top five highest points per game averages by a player traded midseason ever?
Holy
it's a
shite.
I mean,
this
is
a fun
not,
question.
Dude, Carson's going to cook. My goose is cooked, man. I got the dog walked on me today, man.
This is a fun question. All right, so the first guy who I think of is AI when he was traded to the Nuggets.
It is Allen Iverson, fifth on this list.
Fifth. So we got some dudes who were putting up buckets. All right, I'm just going to think of other stars who were traded midseason in their prime. Can I get a big shout out to Bob McAdoo, who I think was traded the Knicks to the Celtics, was it midseason? And he was putting up big numbers with the Knicks, but I don't know if he would be on this list.
And Carson, if you get two more of these, you clinch the game.
Okay. But at the end of the day, we're all just playing for fun, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah, we absolutely
are.
Okay.
McAdoo, 25.8 that year.
Damn, so he's close.
I believe the
mark
is
like 26.
The mark, I believe, is 26.2 or 0.3. Yeah, he's very close.
Correct, 26.3.
Really, really close. I'm thinking about guys coming off of great scoring seasons who were traded, like shout out to Ray Allen, but it has to be a mid-year move.
And Logan,
so
let me
now
clarify.
I'm looking to recent years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I ask something? Is there a game minimum? Because KD
last year
would have to be here.
There's like a, it's not much though. It's like a 40 or 50. Like you don't have to play a lot of games.
KD played 47 games. So depending on where the limit is, we'll determine if he's here.
I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you. It is number two.
Okay. Yeah. I've been looking like too far throughout the scope of NBA history. Like deals like this going down midseason is a very recent phenomenon, I feel.
I need Carson to whiff on every last one of these, man. He can't get another one.
Don't help him, Logan.
Don't help me.
I mean, he's going to get one more, and it's going to end the game. There's one more that's pretty cake.
So I'm thinking about recent... Ooh, I mean, I'm pretty sure... Well, I don't know if he meets the game mark, but I'm pretty sure that Kyrie from last year would be here, too.
That is correct.
Okay. So... let's think about other ones in recent years, just because we might as well try to clean this sucker up.
There's
love
one
the game,
more,
gentlemen.
There's one more in recent, and by far, Carson, the biggest throwback remaining on this list.
Mm-hmm. All right, that one intrigues me.
It should.
So
I
now,
did not realize that this guy was dealt midseason.
It's not Mark Aguirre to the Pistons, is it?
Better.
It's not Mark Aguirre.
Better.
That's, I feel like, the consummate one, but no, it is not
impossible.
Mark
impossible.
Way
Mark
better.
McGuire was putting up 28 a game, bro. That's what they don't know. That's what a lot of them don't know in Dallas.
Who did they
went to a Western Conference Finals in 88, Adrian Dantley. Because Adrian Dantley would take 8 seconds to isolate every possession and play no defense and never pass the ball. Known bad teammate, Adrian Dantley. Okay, better. Well, that's interesting.
Like, way better. Like, not even in this guy's class.
Yeah.
Like just like...
Like,
way
instant
better.
Hall of Famer.
All right, well, I'm thinking about big dudes who were traded. Kareem is traded. Moses is traded. Neither of them are traded midseason. You're making that face.
Yeah, no, I mean, this guy kind of goes with those guys.
Oh, okay. Let's think other great bigs of that era. Bill Walton, Artis Gilmore.
Better. Dancing around it.
Better.
Yeah.
Impossible, dude.
No, I promise you it is.
He's a mythical creature, Carson. He's not real.
A griffin? Oh, my God, bro. Duh, Wilt was traded in the 1964 season.
And so you just got one more to go, man.
I was looking all 80s.
This guy is last decade, the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of on the front end of the player agitation trade movement.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
All-star weekend deal.
And you know what? I think this guy could play in the league today and be a top five center and average 25 points per game.
Marcus Cousins to the Pelicans.
It is. That is correct.
People will have you believing that DeMarcus Cousins is the greatest center to ever play basketball.
That's ridiculous.
The powers of nostalgia are unlimited. Or maybe not the greatest ever, but people will tell you, oh, man, Jokic. He had Jokic's passing with Dirk shooting, with Embiid's defense.
Do you think... maybe this is a conversation we should save for another day. Do you think he's one of the most? He's got to be one of the most overrated players ever now, right?
I think he's gotten pretty overrated, and I loved Boogie at the time. But to have a center who is going to be a mediocre defender, is going to be a low efficiency scorer and a high turnover guy who, by like his prime, liked playing from the perimeter a lot and liked putting up his six threes a game and liked running offense. And he was good at that stuff, but not good enough for it to be like the staple of a good NBA offense. Yeah, I think Boogie gets pretty overrated.
Okay. I'm glad that that opinion can be known.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. Logan might also be kind of overrated as the score flexes. It's currently 14-6.
Let me say something. Logan is in his John Elway arc right now, okay? This is 1989, and maybe he loses 55-10. I'm Joe Montana. I like to think I'm Joe Montana. But you know those Super Bowls are coming.
I kicked Carson's ass the first game, and they didn't want to air
the rules
it. And it's erasure, man. It's erasure.
We didn't have the rules figured out. It was unairable.
Coast of Pop and therefore Nicola, doesn't count. I will never forget.
Logan Camden erasure.
Next look, buddy. Can I tell you something? You sound like Paul Pierce right now. You're floating around that one ring. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't.
I'm in my Jerry West arc. I lost the last two episodes by 1 point, man. By 1 point, dude.
Next up, the boss level, where everything is worth 2 points, and we talk about microbiology. Don't go anywhere.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code NERDS. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code NERDS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problems with gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right. This is a chance to acquit yourself and show some class, Logan, at the end. We're into the final round. Things are tied up and decided, literally waving a white towel.
That's a terrible towel. That's a rally flag.
So I'm throwing it in. It's over.
Let's do some microbiology, gentlemen. Question number one. The rigid cellular walls of plants are composed of this material.
It starts with a C.
Cytoplasm. It does.
It's
not cytoplasm.
It's the stuff in our nails and nose, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not that. It's not.
No, but it's cellulose.
Logan, let's get it. Come on.
Nice.
That's the one. A point for Logan. The comeback starts now.
Plant trivia, baby.
Let's get it. Question number two. Wow. This term that means total cell death is?
Total cell death. All right. We're going to get into our language bag here, and we're going to think about some Latin roots.
Let's do some etymology, baby.
I'm wondering if we have a mort in there anywhere.
It's not a mort.
Okay. So I'm just going to scratch that.
Rigor mortis. Great song.
Total cell death.
Does it start with an E?
Starts with an A.
Australopithecus? The first hominid? Can I get a shout out?
Of course.
Damn, dude. This is taking me back to freshman year of high school.
I took two biology classes in high school, man.
Bro, then you're you've been training your whole life for this. You're loaded. I can't remember this.
My mom's disappointed in me. She's a high school science teacher.
Oh my god. I'm just thinking of biology terms that start with A.
Yeah.
Annihilation?
No. Second syllable, if you were just to make it a word by itself, it would be classified as onomatopoeia. So it's like a sound.
A crashing.
Like comic book, maybe. Second a syllable boom. Of this word.
A I'm bang. Literally
sounding it out right now.
I'm going to throw in the towel on this one. I do not know.
Yeah, what is it?
It's apoptosis.
Yeah. I'm not getting that.
Nope. That wasn't in there. Cellulose was in there somewhere. That one was not in there.
Okay. This is probably the hardest of the five questions. In cells with a clearly defined nucleus, what is responsible for transporting proteins and lipids into the vesicles?
Oh, come on, dude. This is...
Let him cook.
Oh, wait, Golgi apparatus. Is it the Golgi apparatus?
Yes!
Nice.
Let's go, Logan.
Let's go.
Saving face.
That fires me up.
God, that was on a flashcard in my head somewhere, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's good retention 8 years out.
Shout out to Golgi and their apparatus.
Senior year. Last week. I took one freshman, one senior.
Mm. All right. What four materials are cells made of, gentlemen?
mRNA, right? Or no, nope. Is it ATCG? That acronym? Nope.
I know where your head is, but that is not what I'm thinking here.
What four materials? We all know that cellulose is what the wall of a cell is made of. Can we only get a W cells. In the chat for cellulose? Oh, that's only for plant cells, of course.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Any idiot knows that.
What four materials are cells made out of?
I don't know. Electrons, protons, neutrons.
Damn.
Technically, Peyton.
Cells are made of... Well, I'll tell you one thing. The nucleus is the powerhouse of the cell.
That's just wrong.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell is what I
meant to
say. Is that not true? Is the mitochondria not the powerhouse of the cell?
Or I cannot confirm.
What if that's
the?
I bet that's the final question, huh? The powerhouse of the cell.
Logan, you took two biology classes. Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, you're the biology expert on this show now, bro.
In my
biology class, you know what was going on? My buddy Will Wolf was eating his own pube. That's what happened in my biology class.
You know
class.
What I found out in my biology class? I found out that Vin Diesel was white, dude. For about 16 years of my life, I did not realize that Vin Diesel was white. It was a revelation.
That doesn't matter if you've got family, Logan.
For one of my good friends' stepbrother, he was convinced that Steph and Clay and Jason Kidd were all white, and
they
were knocked down for him like dominoes, like in the way you would expect in a movie. Like somebody tells him Steph is white, and he's like, "What? Steph isn't white?" That'd be like saying Jason Kidd is white, and the dominoes all fell for him, and his earth was shattered. But
just
enough
a
about race.
Chain reaction.
Yeah.
Four materials.
I don't know, you nerds. Like.
Glucose.
On the right track. That is incorrect, but I like where you're at.
Okay.
Sodium.
Glucose, fructose.
Corn syrup.
High fructose.
Two of these things are things that you would find on the back of a box of cereal.
Oh, really?
Oh, the toucan from Fruit Loops.
fiber.
Yeah, man. I'm drawing blanks here.
BCG. A sign of a missing child.
That was bleak.
I'm just keeping it real, bro. Tony the Tiger.
All right. Are we?
I mean, chlorophyll. Like,
no,
dude. I at least you're throwing out terms. That's what makes plants green, right? Chlorophyll.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It'd be sick if we were all green.
I'll take my award in the mail for that one. Yeah, I mean, clearly I have nothing. I've sat here and I've got nothing.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Okay. Nucleic acids, proteins, carbohydrates, and lipids.
Dang.
Bro, what the hell?
He gave us the answers to the test on the last question, man.
Bro, I mean, Logan named a carbohydrate, proteins, and lipids. I mean, Jesus, if we were getting there, we could have done that. But we didn't.
All right, let's make this final mitochondria question worth 7 points.
The answer is mitochondria. Mitochondria. The question that is, in a cell, what is considered the powerhouse, which was the fifth.
Wow. Person.
Carson takes a 15-point lead or 13-point lead, 21-8 off the 7-point mitochondria.
I was hoping the thought was that it was going to be close at the end and you'd just see who drew first on that last question after a hard-fought battle.
Yeah.
That did not happen.
Unfortunately, because, it was like the 2013 Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Final score. Just
snap one over the head on the first play.
21-8.
21-8 because of the 7-point final question. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm pretty disappointed in my lack of biology knowledge. Although I will say science was always my least favorite subject in school.
Listen, man, just because you blow somebody out doesn't mean you played to your potential. Got to get in the lab, look at the film.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me that, Peyton. You should have seen the fits that I threw against these poor kids in high school in tennis. These kids who were like 2 years into their career and I would lose 1 point to them and freak out.
You
call myself unsavory
racket?
Names.
Oh, yeah, come
did
on,
I ever
man.
Smash a racket? Come on, I have a collection of my smashed rackets.
Wouldn't next week on the show, Carson presents his
Carson Brever Tennis rackets. Trivia. Carson Brever Tennis Trivia. Who was the number one player in California who Carson Brever beat when he was 8 years old? Anybody know?
Pierre.
Not Pierre, not my father. However, which member of the Brever family was at one point the number one junior in Canada in tennis?
Delamere.
No.
Ben.
Shout out, though. A tennis
I'm out of Brevers. I don't know any more right. Brevers. What's the name of your dog that we were talking about pregame?
I don't want to talk about Lori right now. He freaks me out. Freaks me out. He's got no God-given ability on the court anyways. All right, we're going to dial that one up for next week. True or false?
Yeah.
True or false? Carson clutched up in a huge revenge match in his final ever North Coast sectional semifinal for the team, giving the Piedmont Highlanders a 3-1 lead to advance to their fourth straight sectional finals in his career, which was then just completely blundered by his foolish teammates. True or false?
True.
True.
Dude, that, guys, breaking. That one was worth 14 points. I just
you're good, man. I mean, that's ball knowledge, bro. That's ball knowledge right there. I can't even hate.
I'm going to put this one out of its misery. That was the Nerd Sesh Trivia Gauntlet. Next week, Logan, a chance to redeem himself. Thanks for watching. Like, and
I'm playing
subscribe.
Blindfolded next time.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.